and if I hadn't caught the neutrino spike from the drives before they went, we'd have been toasted too. Shinko rounded on him, as though he'd planned this all along.
I should shoot you right here.
With what, mate? Jet nodded at Clunker, who pointed the Rodian's own blaster into his chest. Jet enjoyed the confusion nakedly displayed on his mate's green, leathery face. Let's start this again, shall we? We work for the Huts now, I get that. One master's as good as any other, provided the cut's the same. But we all get equal shares in that cut, right? Or I tell the crew, who will be spoiling for the fight they just missed, they won't be happy that you were about to rob some of them. And I tell Clunker here, who badly needs another oil bath, to tighten his grip on that trigger and send you after the crew of that ship. Whatever dim part of creation they inhabit now. Get it? Acceptance replaced anxiety on Shinko's face. His hands came up.
Here now, Captain. There's been some kind of misunderstanding.
Perhaps you'd like to clarify, then.
Sure, sure. You'll get your share. We all will. I never intended it otherwise.
And the Republic?
We'll sort them out. Together, like. It wouldn't be fair to leave it all up to you.
I'm relieved to hear that, lad. Jet nodded at Clunker, who flipped the blaster over and handed it back to its owner. While I'm captain of this ship, as written on Flimsaplast, Barabel Hide, or whatever, I expect a certain degree of civility and common purpose. So long as I have that, we're all gonna get along fine.
He swiveled around to face the instruments, confident that Clunker would stop anything untoward happening behind him, and confident also that the Rodian was smart enough to recognize a compromise when he saw one. Jet didn't mind who paid him, just like the Huts didn't care who handed them their treasure, so long as it was theirs. It all came out in the wash for those left standing.
Let's see what remains of our sorry friend out there.
The debris field was expanding fast. Sensors tracked the largest chunks, many of which were human-sized or even bigger. That surprised him. A drive blowout usually left only slag and dust.
That looks like part of the forward section,
said Shinko, leaning over Jet to point at a screen.
No life signs.
No witnesses,
said the Rodian with satisfaction.
That's normally our job, said Jet,
although he had never killed a single person he'd robbed in all his years of pirating. Not after he'd robbed them, anyway. Broken a few hearts, sure, and busted a few heads, but nothing worse.
Don't think they were doing it for us.
Why did they do it, then?
Jet shrugged.
That's the billion-credit question.
Shinko rubbed his chin, making a dry, rasping sound with his fingertips. Now that the situation between them was resolved, he had returned to being a proper mate. He had the makings of a good one, when greed didn't get in the way. Otherwise, Jet would never have taken him on in the first place.
They had something aboard. Something they didn't want us to get a hold of.
Something worth more than their own lives?
Jet turned to meet Shinko's slitted eyes.
That sounds pretty valuable to me.
Even in pieces, maybe.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Jet indicated the co-pilot seat.
Strap yourself in and take control of the tractor beam. Let's see what we can find.
The Auriga fire came about and began scouring the remains.